to America's favorite, Don McNeil and his Breakfast Club. And here's your toastmaster, Don McNeil.
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Morning to ya. We woke up bright and early. Howdy do ya. So Peter's call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, rise, the Breakfast Club is on the air.
Well, good morning to you, and here we are in the Fox Theater in Spokane, Washington, my old hometown.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you, I really feel like it. After all, when you have folks come up and walk up to you and shake hands with you when you get in town, when there's a big group of folks come out to greet your train at midnight, where folks have been standing out in the, shall I say, rain, since 5:30 this morning to see this show, and where the hotel manager wears the same size shoes I do, that's home to me, boy. Mighty glad to be here, too. Spokane, Washington. This is close to the Cooley,
What?
To the Cooley Darn. The biggest project ever built by man. Now that you're in Spokane, I'd like to see the biggest project ever built by Sam. He's really worked on that, too. Yeah. You know, one thing I've noticed here, Sam, I don't know whether you have, is about the silver dollars they have here. They have a lot of silver dollars out in
Spokane. I noticed that.
Sam bought a newspaper last night and gave the guy a $20 bill and got 19 silver dollars in change. And worked out real good for Sam,
okay,
though. Yeah. Gave him a little weight behind to balance the ballast in front. You know, it worked out good. We have written a special little song here to greet all you fine folks in Spokane and vicinity who are down to see us here this morning. And here it is, to the tune of Clementine.
We have traveled across the country, and at last we're in Spokane. Didn't come in covered wagons, could have used a moving van.
Then I took those rocky sides, right along so nice and snug. Now we hope the Great Northern is a listen, that's the plug.
Greetings to you, Western neighbors, glad to be here in Spokane. Where your deep set gold and silver lead us.
That can work out good. We have...
Name of Spokane is from Indian, meaning children of the sun. We are seeing plenty children. We ask you, where's the sun?
Folks around here are so friendly, they say howdy, what's the word? And at me there's just one answer, I say where's the smorgasbord?
We may talk about your city, but remember it's in fun. For we're mighty glad that we are here in Spokane, Washington.
And that is for sure. I'd like very much to have some people come on up here now to say hello to me. Margaret Simmons, if you'd come up here, please. Mrs. Maglin Anderson. And H.H. Feldham, I think it is, a grocer from Spokane. F-E-L-D, Feldcom, maybe it is, something like that. By the way, while they're on the way up here to see us, I would like to tip our hats to the KGA gang here in Spokane. They did a swell job of lining everything up for this appearance. Harvey Wixon, Hub Warner, everybody at KGA really did it up proper. Thank you. What are you doing, Sam? What are you doing?
I'm eating.
I know. What do you got to do?
I didn't trust that idea. You know, people are going to bring us stuff to eat.
Oh, they're home.
I brought my own. Well, not.
Wait till you see the stuff that we got here. I've been looking over these cards. These people really took you seriously. There's home cooking all over this place this morning. Well, I'll get to that in just a minute. Right now, here are these people whose names I mentioned. Margaret Simmons. Where are you from, Margaret?
Oh, Sam.
Hi.
Originally...
Take it easy,
Sam.
Kid. Huh? Take it easy, kid. Take it easy. Take it easy. Yeah. Originally from?
Harstein Island.
Harstein Island? Where's
that? Oh, it's about 30 miles from Olympia, Washington.
Oh, from Olympia.
You can't get there from here.
No.
Yes, you can.
Say, Sam, she's just doing just what she wanted to do. She wrote, "When in front of a crowd, I shiver and shake, but with Sam's arms around me, it'd be easy to take."
Anybody else want to play?
All right, that's it. I want to say hello to Mrs. Anderson, too. Where is she? Did Mrs. Anderson arrive up here? Huh? I bet she was afraid to come up here. Come on, Mrs. Anderson, where are you? Huh?
Well,
I know why she's afraid to come up here. Is she? Oh, bless her heart, she's coming anyway. Well, because of what she wrote on her card, I wouldn't have blamed her if she was a little reticent about coming up here. Mrs. Magdalene Anderson, is that you? From St. Louis, Missouri. She must be lost. Is that right? You from St. Louis?
Yes, sir.
And it isn't true what you wrote on
your... Well,
part of it. Which part?
Bottom.
Oh, the bottom. She wrote here that she was in such a rush to get to church, and down here she forgot to put her teeth in this morning. Just in the back. Just in the back. Thank you very much. It was real nice of you to come up here, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, teethless and all. I think it was real fun. Mr. Feldheim? Feldheim?
Feldheim.
Feldheim. You're from Spokane, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you wrote a lovely thing here. Would you like to read this?
You think I can?
I don't know.
I might not be clever or witty. I know I can't write a good ditty, but I know that I'm wise for its old cedar prized for keeping my furniture pretty.
Now, that's real nice.
Real nice. Yes.
Say, are you an old-time Spokane resident?
Oh,
not so old, I know.
No, same as Jack Benny.
Same as Jack Benny's age, yeah. You've been around Spokane for a while, haven't
you? Yes, I have.
That's an old Indian word, I understand, Spokane.
That's right.
You know what it means?
I think beautiful. Is that right?
Well, you're just self-conscious, aren't you? They tell me it means children of the sun, an old Indian name. Children of the sun. I'm not sure about it, the Spokane Indian language. I read it all right, but the way it's Spokane around here, I'm not absolutely sure. It's kind of a joke, not much one. Now I want to ask you a couple of questions here. What does the sun ordinarily do?
Shine.
Shine, that's absolutely right.
Taking a day off today.
Well, yes, yeah. What else shines? Now, you ought to know.
What? I know.
What?
The seat of my pants.
Well, no, I'm not. No, I had something else in my dry glow. Old cedar dry glow?
That's right.
Yeah, you wrote down your card about the old cedar. I thought maybe you'd come right along with me on this thing, yeah. Say, would you get rid of your gum? Would you take his gum, Sam? He's getting an awful lot of mileage. Do you have any children?
Two.
What do children ordinarily do to furniture?
Scratch it.
That's right. They leave finger marks, at least, don't they?
That's
yeah.
Right.
All right. Old cedar dry glow is the deal for that. Gives that bone dry shine. You know about that stuff, don't you?
That's right.
It's good, isn't it?
It's good.
You sell it in your store?
We do.
Good for you. It's easy to apply. That's what you tell them, isn't it?
That's right.
And it is. You just smooth it on, let it dry, and wipe it off. No hard rubbing. And if you spill any liquids, that won't mar a surface either if it's dry glow, will it?
No, it won't.
Well, thank you so much for giving our commercial this morning, Mr.
Feldheim.
I do appreciate it, sir. Thank you very much.
Glad to meet
you. Yes, sir. We're having a wonderful time here. Pearl Cedar, dry glow, the greatest help in housekeeping.
It's a bone dry shine, it's the dry glow shine. Goes on in minutes and lasts a long time. 5 million women just can't be wrong, cause they're all singing the dry glow song. Out shines any furniture, polish or wax. No hard rubbing, you just relax.
Dry glow, dry glow.
That's so cedar.
Dry glow.
Well, we certainly enjoyed our trip out here on the Empire Builder. What beautiful scenery there, going through Montana and Idaho.
You know what I like the best?
I like
the mountains of West Virginia. They're real pretty.
Mountains of West Virginia?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What are you talking about? That's in the east.
I was riding backwards.
Oh, I see. I think something else
I really enjoyed?
Glacier National Park. Absolutely beautiful.
You know what I like?
What?
I enjoyed coming through Idaho.
Yeah, I know it.
Looking out the train window.
I'll say so.
Boy, what tomatoes.
Sam, Idaho is famous for potatoes.
Yeah, who wants to whistle at a potato?
Well, you got something there. Say, by the way, let's not forget we're going to Canada this evening, and you can't take any gold with you.
Huh?
I just want all you folks to know that here on the show. You have to leave it in the States.
Oh, no.
What are you laughing at?
You're going to look funny without your teeth tomorrow.
She got it. Well, Peggy Taylor has got a lovely song to sing for you, and while she's singing it, I want a guy to come up here, and I think you'll enjoy this, Peggy. You'll enjoy what's going to happen after your song.
Well, good.
This is a corporal who's going overseas. He's a boy from Wenatchee, and he wants to come up here and watch you sing, and then...
Then what?
Well, then we'll go on from there. Oh, where's that corporal? C-Z-L-A-P-I-N-S-K-I. He's a Marine. The Marines have landed. Sing, Peggy.
Good morning, good morning. We've danced the whole night through. Good morning to you. Good morning, it's great to stay up late. Good morning to you. When the band began to play, stars were shining bright. Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight. So good morning, sunbeams will soon shine through. Good morning to you. When the band began to play, the stars were shining bright. Now the milkman's on his way. It's too late to say goodnight. So good morning, sunbeams will soon shine through. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's too late to say goodnight. So good morning.
Good morning. Morning, Corporal. Corporal, you're leaving for overseas?
Yes.
You're not excited, are you?
No, just kind of nervous.
Well, you put on your card. The one thing you wanted to do before you went overseas was what?
Kiss Peggy. It's worth it, ain't it?
Corporal! Happy landing for you, boy. Happy landing. Thank you. Lots of luck. Fine-looking boy. And I hope you have a wonderful lots of luck over there. Don Dowd is taking over the Old Cedar honors this morning. Don, if you please.
Yes, Don, this is rather unusual because, after all, I usually speak for Swift & Company on the Breakfast Club. But I can vouch that Old Cedar products are mighty fine. As Jay Arlen would say, polishing furniture is hardly any work at all when you use the right polish. Of course, we mean Old Cedar Dry Glow, the polish that gives the long-lasting, bone-dry shine. Dry Glow is so easy to use, it's actually amazing. Just smooth it on, let it dry, wipe it off. There's no hard rubbing, and there's no oily film to attract dust, because it's bone dry. Yes, Dry Glow protects furniture against spilled liquids and saves work for you because the shine lasts longer. You can buy Dry Glow almost everywhere, at your grocery, department store, hardware store, drug or variety store. Remember, Old Cedar guarantees Dry Glow, so why accept less when you can get the polish that gives you the exclusive bone dry shine? Insist on Dry Glow, the right polish for your furniture.
Dry Glow! Dry Glow!
That's
Old
Cedar!
Dry Glow!
The Breakfast Club is coming to you from Spokane, Washington. This is ABC Radio Network.
This is KGA Spokane.
Deadly heat, deadly heat. For fuel that is best, that stands every test. Call Great Western Fuel. If it's comfort you're after, from foundation up to rafter, Great Western can't be beat. It's the home of sizzling heat. For prompt delivery, for fuel that's worry-free, call Great Western Fuel.